Two guys with too much time.
I love that song. I always get excited to play the fake violin.
You take that one to the dance floor with yourself, Will?
Oh, it's good times. I mean, most people have the fake guitar or fake piano.
But you go fake violin.
I have the fake violin.
Oh.
I'm very good at it too.
But you know, I'm one of those people that when I play like a fake instrument, I sort of go into like really intricate details.
Yeah.
So like instead of just start strumming the fake guitar, I'll walk on as if I'm carrying a guitar in a case. And then like I open it up and then I finally tune it and then I get the cable and I plug that into the amp. And like by the time I finish my dance, it's the next song.
By the time you're ready to play your guitar, your fake guitar, everyone's stopped watching you.
Yeah, everyone's left.
Not worried about it. Well, I was at the ACDC concert the other day and we had a sign up saying free air guitars.
Yeah, right. How'd that go?
Free air guitars. Most people laughed. Some people took it pretty seriously. We're like, excuse me, mate, do you have any more of those guitars that you got over there?
See?
And I was like, ha. It's one of those awkward moments where you don't know whether to laugh because you don't know whether they're taking the joke the next step further or they're actually like just
special,
a bit special, yeah. And haven't really understood it. And they've gone, and you go, ha ha. And then they go, nah, but seriously, you got any more? And you,
yeah, for my fake friend,
and
Keith.
And you have to like intimate it to them, like, fake guitar?
Yeah.
For air guitar? And they're like, oh.
But isn't it interesting?
Even that one guy who was like, you should take that sign down, mate. It's misleading.
Oh,
I was
wow.
Like, okay.
All right, he mustn't have had a good concert experience.
Misleading for idiots.
But isn't it interesting that there's actually like a competition for air guitars?
No?
There's like a...
Really?
Yeah, an actual competition with like proper judges and like they come out on the stage and they do like a guitar solo.
I probably believe it.
And they get paid. Like there's prizes.
What is the world coming to? First, it was Frisbee.
Yep.
And now there's competition air guitar.
Yep. Oh, exactly.
Goodness.
You know
gracious.
What? I think if it does manage to make its way to Sydney, you should probably enroll in it there, Will.
Air guitar or air violin?
No, air guitar. I reckon you've got the violin skills down pat.
No, I'm much better at the violin.
Much better at the violin.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not too sure.
My dad always said, stick to what you know. and violin, I just know that. So,
well, perfect. Walk in and start playing air violin and an air guitar. I'm sure the crowd will love that. Will, we've got a really exciting show planned today. Lots of stories to be told.
Yep.
And I have got a very interesting story.
Oh.
It was one of those little experiences that you go through in a relationship. Kind of like crossing a hurdle.
Back to the relationship stuff.
Back to
the unicorn?
The unicorn, yeah. It's a good one. But we'll tell you more about that after this. We're going to play for you now Avicii, The Days. Under the tree where the grass don't grow.
Heartache, heartbreak, all over.
Two guys with too much time. You're here with Link and Will. Now, Will, I did say that I've got a story to tell you.
Ooh.
Now, recently there was the Newtown Festival here in Sydney, and I went along to that, and it was great. There was like live music, a bit of food, a bit of drink, really good time. But on the walk home, we were walking through Newtown. Now, I don't know if you know Newtown that well, but there is...
No, I've never been outside the eastern suburbs.
Okay, well...
I'm stuck in a bubble.
In Newtown, there are quite a lot of adult shops.
Right.
And I'm just walking along.
Define.
Adult shops, like sex shops.
Okay, you know. Good. I'm glad you said the word.
They sell toys for adults.
Yep.
Now, I'm walking along, and then all of a sudden, like, the unicorn, aka my girlfriend, she just grabs me and, like, pulls me into, like, this hallway.
Wow.
And we go up these stairs.
Oh, God. Where's
this
going?
Yeah, I'm like,
well. It's going to be PG, isn't it, this story?
Yeah. I'll keep it the PG version.
Yep.
But we go up these stairs, and I'm like, where are you taking me? Then the next thing you know, I'm in a sex shop. And I don't know if you've ever been in a sex shop, but I got really, like, awkward. And nervous.
Link, you're an awkward bloke as it is.
I had sweaty palms.
I can't imagine.
I didn't know where to look, Will. It was really awkward.
Speaking of sweaty palms, did you start playing Eminem song?
No, I didn't. But the unicorn...
Your Red Rooster days?
No, not the Red Rooster days.
But palms are sweaty.
The unicorn, on the other hand, she was, like, at so comfortable. She was at peace. She was, like, walking around the shop, looking at things. And here's me. I've got my hands in my pockets now because I'm so nervous that I might touch something and look a little bit awkward.
Mate, you look like that creepy pedophile in the corner probably. Like, just, you got your hands in your pockets. People don't know whether you've got holes in your pockets or not because they don't know whether you're touching something else.
Well, the only thing I was missing was a trench coat. But like I said, I'm walking around the shop. I've got my hands in my pockets.
Oh.
And I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, oh, I'm in a sex shop. Okay. I can't make eye contact with anyone. Do you know how awkward it would be if you made eye contact with someone in a sex shop? So I'm walking around, I got my head down, and then somehow...
How many people are inside with you?
Oh, it was packed.
Like, packed.
There were people coming and going because of the Newtown
Festival.
Girls
and boys, mix?
Yeah, because of the Newtown Festival, there were so many people coming and going.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, by God, I hope no one from work walks in and sees me or any friends or whatever. So I'm here, I'm in my awkward stance, I've got my hands in my pockets, I'm walking around, and then somehow I managed to find myself into, like... the dildo section.
I've managed to find my... That's quote of the year. Somehow I just... This is nowhere I park my car.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a real like Euro trip moment.
And then I've hit a corner and I'm looking and I'm like, oh, it's all male dildos. And as I put my head up to try and find the unicorn, I lock eyes with someone right opposite me. And they've locked eyes with me. So I'm standing there looking at the dildos and looking at them. And I'm like, oh, this is so awkward. One of us needs to break this eye contact really soon. Otherwise, it's going to get super awkward.
Eye contact with strangers is awkward in general, let alone when you're in a sex shop.
I guess that's kind of like what... And I didn't have my iPhone with me because the battery had died or whatever. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, I go to the iPhone. That's my get out. I go, oh yeah, I got a message or I got a phone call, you know, and that's your escape plan. But I had no escape plan. The unicorn was off at the front counter, you know, filling out membership membership card details.
Jesus Christ, who are you with? Do you kind of question yourself like, if she's that comfortable being in these sex shops, like, who are you with here?
Yeah, well, we're still learning a lot about each
other. That night you learned a lot.
I learned more than enough. But happy to say my sex shop experience ended. Like, that was it. It was over. We were finished.
I've got a little sex shop story myself, but I'll tell you a little bit more about that story after the break. This is TLC's song, Creep. You're listening to Link and Will.
Yeah.
Two Guys With Too Much Time. You're here with Link and Will.
Yes, you are, Link. And I've got a bit of a story to tell you about my own sex shop story.
Yes, we're talking sex shop stories, awkward eye contact, all those good things.
Well, this involves a sex shop story with my sister.
Oh, my God. That's where I draw the line. I would not go sex shopping.
You think yours is awkward?
With my sister.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
All right, continue.
So it was my other sisters, because I have six sisters, by the way. Six sisters. So I'm almost, I'm pretty much one of the girls. That sounds a bit silly, but shopping for my other sister's hen's party.
Right, okay.
And so, you know, the normal thing to do at a hen's party, you get dick straws and...
Yeah, all that novelty
blindfolds
stuff.
Blindfolds and all that sort of stuff.
Handcuffs.
Yeah, handcuffs, bondage.
Blow-up dolls.
I don't want to go any further.
Okay, let's hear the story. That's enough padding.
We've gone into a sex shop store in Bondi Junction. And we've walked in and I'm with my sister and it's awkward enough as it is with my sister. Like, I just feel so awkward being in a sex shop with her. There's like dicks everywhere. There's like girls with boobs popping out. There's a creepy guy at the counter who's serving us who like has got, you know, those high-waisted jeans with like the buckle belt and the slick back hair and he's got like a wife beater on.
Oh.
And we're looking for these things, this different list of things that she had on her list. I don't know why I had to come. She's got five other sisters. She had to bring me.
Yeah.
So we've gone in and we're looking around and the guy at the counter's come up to us. He's going, hello. Hello, guys. Here you go. He's dead set. I'm not putting it on. He sounded like a real creep. There you go.
One of those ones.
He's like, well... And what are you guys looking for? And she's like, oh, we're just at my sister's hen's party and we're looking for penis straws and all that sort of stuff for hen's parties. He's like, we specialize in hen's parties, probably. Well, I'll show you over here. So he brings us over to this other section. He's like, here we got some premium dick straws here. You got your low budget ones here. You've got your high budget ones here. I'm like, what's the difference? Just give us a straw with a dick on it and that's enough. You don't need to tell us about each one. We don't need any detail. It's the same thing. And he's gone on to assume that we're together, a partnership. So he's like, and if you're not looking for stuff other than, you know, if you're looking for stuff other than just the hen's party, we've got some stuff for the, you know, you look like a lovely couple. If you want to move over to this section over here, that's where I've just gone, whoa, enough.
Pump the brakes.
Enough. That's my sister. I think in the end, he was more creeped out than I was. He's looked at us and gone, what kind of brother and sister
come
into a sex shopping?
Oh, man.
And I've gone, yeah, fair enough. You make a good point. But the whole experience was very awkward.
But, Will, I need to know.
Needless to say, we got everything we needed.
Did you get the premium or did you get the... it's Link and Will.
You mumble under your breath. I doubt you know what she said. Let's get this off of your chest. Right here, right now. I'm trying to make this a mess. We're trying to run in the dark. We're making reasons to destroy what we needed. Cause we're addicted to bleeding hearts. Got me fighting naked, nothing sacred. We're tearing pain off the walls. Nights are made of kissing makeup. It's on the edge of emotional. I see the look in your eyes. Heartbeats getting the way. I see the look in your face. I can't take it away. Let me under your dress. But you you won't show me your heart. Teach me a lesson, I guess. I still go back to the dark. I'm trying to clean up the mess. Girl, I don't know where to start. We're in the season of deliberately needing a fire to burn in our hearts. Got me fighting naked, nothing sacred. We're tearing pain off the walls. Nights are made of kiss and makeup. It's on the edge of emotional. I see the look in your eyes. Heartbeats getting low.
Time, you're here with Link and Will. Now, Will, last week you sort of gave me a bit of a grilling.
I'm standing up for this one. I'm getting serious.
I can see that, and the jacket looks like it's about to come off too. But last week you pulled me out and you said, Link, you stole my riddle and took credit for it.
I didn't pull you out. You just cheated me, mate.
I did cheat you. I hijacked your riddle and I apologize. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. And the jacket has come off. This is getting awkward now.
So you listening out there, it's my riddle. Let's just get the record straight. The riddle is, there's 30 cows, 28 chickens. How many did not? The answer, well, work it out yourself. But Link has gone around and tried to use it for his own means.
I have. And I've claimed all the credit. Everyone's like, what a great riddle. That's so
clever. Oh, my
God,
Link, you're so oh my God, and, you're so clever and smart and funny.
And you think that I would be a gentleman and say, oh, wait, yeah, credits to Will. It's his riddle.
Mm.
But no. I got caught up in the moment. And I took all the credit and ran with
Look,
it.
Look, mate, in your defense, it happens to the best of us.
It does. But I apologize. And now, like I said, I found you some new riddles.
Mm.
So let's see how you go with these ones.
Okay.
One night, a priest, a doctor, and a shoemaker went into a room. When they entered, the door locked behind them instantly. The next morning, four men emerged. Who was the fourth man?
The locksmith.
I don't know the answer to it, but...
You don't know the answer.
That's going to
be... You have a riddle and you don't know the answer.
Yeah, because I'm just giving you the riddle, Will. I'm not giving you the answer.
What kind of riddle is this?
It could be the locksmith. I don't know. We'll have to Google it on the next break and find out.
Don't say like, I don't know, like all patronizing, like, I don't know, but I do know. You literally don't know.
I don't know.
Where's the answer?
It's on Google somewhere. All right, here's your second riddle, okay? I've only got two for you.
Okay, good. So I've got a riddle that I don't even know the answer to. Good.
But we will find out the answer
okay.
after this song.
Mm-hmm.
But before we go into that song, I'm going to give you the second riddle. And I want to see if you can solve this one because I solved it. Okay? You're locked inside a solid steel room with no windows or doors, fully enclosed. All you have with you is a stool. How do you get out?
Mm.
I can see your mind working.
Yeah,
I worked that one out like straight away, and I'm not going to take the credit because, you know, I'm not going to do that
again. Because someone gave you the answer.
No. I worked it out straight away, but I'm going to tell you the answer to both those riddles after this. We're going to play for you now, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Under the Bridge.
Sometimes I feel like
like. My only friend is the city I live in, the city of angel. Lonely as I am, together we cry. I drive on the streets 'cause she's my companion. I walk through the hills 'cause she knows who I am. She sees my good deeds and she kisses the wind. And I never worry, now that is a lie. I don't ever wanna feel like I did that day. Take me to the place I love, take me all the way. I don't ever wanna feel like I did that day. Take me to the place I love.
Chili Peppers on Link and Will. Two guys with too much time.
Gotta love that old school classic.
Oh, man. Takes me back to the days of like being on the high school dance floor, trying to build up the courage to go across and ask a girl to dance.
Yeah. Did you ever play that at Red Rooster?
No, that was not one
always
of our...
Eminem. Just Eminem.
It was it was Eminem. Anyway, Will, we are fixing up a mistake that I made last week. I hijacked your riddle.
Yep.
I've now given you two new riddles.
Yeah, so you've got the answers for me. You've Googled them.
I have Googled them.
Unreliable search engine Google.
And so the riddle is, one night a priest, a doctor, and a shoemaker went into a room. When they entered, the door locked behind them instantly. The next morning, four men emerged. Who was the fourth man? Couldn't find the answer.
I said.
You said the locksmith.
Yep. And we couldn't find the answer.
So
we're going with the locksmith.
Locksmith. That's it. That's
so
the answer.
So you've hijacked another riddle.
I have.
That's 2 in 2 weeks, and you can't find the answer.
Yep, but that's okay. I'm not going to take credit for this. But the second riddle was...
I certainly won't be taking credit for either. People will call me out on it.
The second riddle was, you're locked inside a solid steel room with no windows or doors, fully enclosed.
Is this another guessed Lincoln answer, or is it the actual answer?
This is the actual answer.
You sure?
All you have with you is a stool. How do you get out?
Yeah.
How do you get out, Will?
I don't know, mate. Tell me.
You can solve it?
The anticipation is...
You climb out. You stand on the stool and
that
you climb
out.
That
is not an answer. There's not even that doesn't blow my mind. Riddles are meant to be like, oh.
Well, if we were both locked in a steel contained room or whatever, and I decided to go, yep, I'm just going to take this stool and climb out, and you're going to wait for something to blow your mind, you could be in there for a while.
I tell you what, I think one of the conditions with giving me a new riddle should have been, it has to be a good riddle.
Well, too late. It's we're gonna move on now from that.
Hey, Link, I've got another little story about the favorite Benjamin.
Oh, Benjamin.
Benjamin Button.
Now, for those of you that don't know, Benjamin is Will's dog.
British Bulldog,
and it's pretty much his pride and joy. Although it did cost him $600 in vet bills.
After he decided to sting me back for the week before. I've got him actually on my home screen. If you look at the photo of him.
Oh.
Isn't he beautiful?
He is cute. We might have to post that on Twitter because guess what? We do have a Twitter account now.
Yeah, good. We'll post that on Twitter. So we were walking Benjamin in Centennial Park the other day.
Yep.
And this often happens when we walk Benjamin. This is a reoccurring event all the time. Obviously, he needs to go to the toilet, so he'll go to the toilet. We often forget doggy bags.
Oh, no.
And it's very awkward when it happens on the middle of York Street.
Yep.
When he decides to go.
Because York Street is a busy street in Sydney. There's people there always.
Yep. He decided to go in Centennial Park the other day, but there's all these other dog lovers there, and they've got their dogs, and they've got their little doggy bags, and they're all very responsible owners. Myself and Annika, not so much responsible. Here, Benjamin goes off, decides to say hello to all the people, then in the middle of everyone, decides to squat over and does a big dump. Annika and I are away from the group. We've kind of just turned around and ignored what is going on. Ignorance is bliss in my books. And it's one of those moments where you kind of just pretend he's not your dog. And this often happens. We just pretend he's not our dog. We'll look away.
Oh, no.
And then after he did squat, he ran up to us. And we've kind of turned away. And we've just kind of...
It's like that classic, you know, when you're...
Whose dog's that?
Yeah,
that's a disgrace.
You're in the shopping centre, it's like, whose child's that?
Exactly like that. Exactly like that. Yeah, it's a real, like, disownment kind of moment.
My parents used to do that to me all the time.
Mm. So that's my Benjamin story for the week.
Oh, so you disown Benjamin.
Oh, God, he once did it in the middle of York Street. I'll never forget it. Like, just right planted in the middle of the pathway where everyone was walking. We had all these business people going, "You going to clean that up? You going to clean that up?"
Well, you know how on this show, Will, we solve problems.
Mm.
Why not invent an app? Imagine if you had your phone with you. Your dog did a shit somewhere.
A poop cleaner.
You just hit where you are, sends out a push notification. Someone comes along, bags it, takes it away for you.
Push notification.
Problems. Oh, and the puns keep rolling. We're going to go to a song right now. This is an old school classic, Shackles, ooh. Mary Mary with Lincoln Will.
Sure is hot out here. No, I don't mind though. Glad to be free. You know what I'm saying?
Go.
Guys, with too much time, you're here with Link and Will. And as I mentioned before, Will, we do have Twitter. So if you want to follow us, which would be great.
It's Link and Will, funnily enough.
Yeah, but it's capital L-I-N-K with a little N and then a big capital W-I-double-L. So that's our Twitter. So get onto that. Follow us.
Hashtag L-N-W.
L-N-W. Yeah, because I tried to do the and symbol, but it doesn't hashtag. It kind of cuts it off.
I think N sounds better. It's almost like BMW, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
LNW.
LNW.
It's got a nice ring to it.
Yeah, it does.
Much like this new app that I've just come across there, Will. Now, we both love food.
You love your apps.
And I love my apps. Yes, I do. But
great
get this right.
Great combination.
So someone has come up with this brilliant idea where you can log onto this app and you can find people in your local area that will cook you dinner.
I'm glad you ended it with cookie dinner because it would have sounded creepy where you can find people in your local area, full stop.
And you can cook them dinner. But basically, it's this new app. It's a new invention that's coming out. And yeah, you can log on and you can either go and pick the food up yourself or you can get dropped to you or you can put in an order for tomorrow.
So it's
tomorrow.
It's going down the same sort of lines of Airbnb, like UberX.
Exactly.
Like kind of outsourcing these services instead of like your regular takeaway or your regular whatever.
Yeah, you can hit up Louise who lives two stores away from you or two blocks away from you.
It's not a bad idea, actually.
And she makes the best spag bol you've ever had.
Best spag bol.
I don't know.
I'd be investing more and I'd be wanting like a duck a la ronge or something like that.
Yeah, but you've got to take what they make. That's the thing.
So you don't have a choice?
No, like they may have menus. I don't know, but
I wonder, you'd probably have star ratings for like who's really good and like different prices, you reckon?
It's like, oh, Bob and his toasted sandwiches. I don't know. Louise and her spag bol.
Hey, Bob makes a great toasted sandwich. He makes a great toasted sandwich.
But I thought, Will,
it's actually not a bad idea, like especially for those of us like me whose girlfriends can't cook.
Ooh, she can't cook?
Touche. Nah, I'm joking. She can cook. She's a great cook.
With the phone and the keys and the money?
Nah, she's a great cook.
Okay, I don't know why you're winking at me, but I'm going to go with it. But anyway, no, I think we should trial this app, Will.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure if it's out right now, but for the future, I definitely think that you should invite me around for dinner and we will get someone within your local area.
I'll get a bit of Barry Manilow going whilst you walk into the room.
Set the mood.
Set the candles.
I like Cab Sav, just so you know.
Oh, okay. Vintage.
No, we're not going to a sex shop right now. I reckon we should try it. We should get on board with this app and see what local
I reckon
are cooking around your area.
I'm thinking one of us goes, you come to mine or you or I go to yours,
yeah,
and we'll get this and we'll trial it and we'll give everyone out there some good information on what it's like, and we'll record it and then play it back to you.
Absolutely. Just before we sign off, I want to say a big thank you to everyone who's been tuning in and listening to us, because we're slowly starting to get traction. We've got a Facebook page, we've got the Twitter page going, and we're slowly getting a few hits on our SoundCloud account. So if you want to tune into any of the podcasts, we'll post it all on Twitter.
Should we play that song, you know? Thank you. You know that song?
No, I don't know. Who's it by?
No, anyway, go on.
Okay. Yep,
sorry.
But also, if you hear something that you like on our show, please post it back to us or share it or retweet it. Let us know, because that's great. We want to see what you guys are liking and what you're not.
Yep, very good. Link, it's been fun, mate.
Now, Will, also, just before we sign off, we need to get an outro. Now, what's that famous saying that you always say when you leave work?
I won't see you square, but I'll see you around like a wristle.
It's Lincoln Will.
In the lamb, I rock the fetish people, you know who I am.
Yes, man, we got the style that's wicked. I hope you can all keep up. We climbed all the way from the bottom to the top. Now we ain't getting nothing but love.